That's music by Nali on Fresh FM. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. It's the NSK inviting solo today. Shaquan is going to be on leave. As a matter of fact, Shaquan will only be back next week, Monday. All right, so you will have to deal with this good old voice. Good old voice. Anyhow, yeah, every Thursday, run about this time, we have breakfast in different parts of the world with the diaspora, okay, where, you know, they just share their story. You know, they tell us where they are based. They tell us just a little bit more about the country that is hosting them. And today we are going to have breakfast in Germany with Oli, okay? Oli is based in Germany, and he's going to tell us his story.
Hello, Fresh FM. Oli here, all the way from Germany.
Yeah, I've been living in Germany just over a year now. Prior to that, I was living in the UK for 6 years, three of which were in England, and then the other three in Scotland. Yeah, so you can imagine, I've been through a couple of culture shocks over the years. But, you know, we live and we learn. By profession, I'm a welding fabrication engineer for the railway system of Germany, where we design and build our bridges, you know, according to demand. Yeah, so the biggest difference I've noticed between Namibia and Germany, or Namibia and Europe, or UK for that matter, must be the quality of life, you know? It's just crazy the things Namibia lacks, man, to make the individual human being feel like a person, you know? For example, things like house benefits, job seekers benefits, child benefits, and all this stuff. The fact that women that give birth are allowed to stay home for up to 2 years with a newborn, and they still get like 80% of the salary, you know, stuff like that. Things like infrastructure and surveillance cameras everywhere and stuff like that.
Another thing you won't find this side is ghettos, my friend. No ghettos. It's either you're homeless or they put you in these council flats, apartment blocks, or some sort of livable living arrangement. You know, like ghettos, especially with this weather here, this side, it's just a no-no. Those are just some of the things that comes to mind right now. What do I do for fun? Depends what fun is to you. You know, you can must hear vroeg rape, vroeg fraud story. I'm one of them. Yeah, so most of the time I'm just at home, right? Just chilling with her. I have a little 2-year-old girl with my wife. So we're just chilling out, playing, spending time, you know, and occasional weekends I'll be online, playing online games with the boys. But other than that, just chilling. The thing is also, you know, moving to a different country and you've been there just over a year, like the biggest, especially to a country like Germany, the biggest problem would be the language. I feel like they have this mentality that they have friends that they grew up with, so they don't really need to go out there and make friends. So they're very wary of, you know, taking someone else new into the clique, especially when that person is kind of on the learning side of the language, you know. You're always feeling out. You're not always catching all the jokes and all the, you know, it's just different. So just give some time, man. What I miss mostly about Namibia must be Afrikaans, you know. The Tal himself. Other things that follow are like the culture, man. Or that vibe. You can forget me, bro. You created Nerenzi. That is the one thing. Other things are also like the bad sides of things. Like the movie side of things, chicken must navig they when you go to the club or whatever, you can bar do. That's altijd iemand wat met a bottle gaat zeggen. You know, it might not be a good thing, but these are things you grow up around with, and you miss them when they're not there. When you somewhere this side of the world where people are civilized, you can't even spit out a bubble gum on the street. A full ditom. It's a good thing. Yeah. So finally, I just want to thank you, NSK, for reaching out to me, making this possible, letting everyone hear a bit of my story. And yeah, I know it's only the tip of the iceberg, like we've only scratched the top. So much detail we can go into. So maybe later this year when I come back to NUM, maybe you can invite me to the studio and we can we can go a bit deeper and a bit more detail. But yeah, until then, Fresh FM, do what you do best, keep it fresh. Oli out. Salut.